I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So I'm curious as if this has ever happened to anybody, because I feel like this, I might be the only person in the world who's ever experienced this. But we were in desperate times and attempted to order food, and our food delivery guy did not make it. And I believe it's because he got arrested.
Well, that's unfortunate timing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And because I was really hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And so we...
You get hungrier and hungrier, too, when you know that food's on the way.
Absolutely.
It's a little bit like when you have to pee. As you get closer to the bathroom, it becomes worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. Well, like when you're starving and you order the food and it gives you a time. So now you're looking at the clock and you see that time, and then the food keeps getting delayed and then you get out, right? It's the worst.
I had one the other day that canceled on me at the time that it was supposed to arrive. I'm sitting there waiting for my crumble.
Yep.
All right. My crumble. And I'm like, I just needed it. And it's telling me 8:24, 8:34, 8:44. And then at 8:44, when I got my face on my window waiting for crumble, it says, sorry, your order was canceled.
The worst, right? What could be worse than that? Well, we're in Ecuador, and I'm out there with my lady and her family celebrating her dad. And the place where we had the mass to celebrate him was pretty far. It wasn't exactly close to where her and her family stay. So on this journey, I mean, this party was from 2 p.m., to 10 p.m. So it's like the longest party I've ever been a part of in my life. They only had one meal prepared for everyone who is at this place. So you eat like as soon as you get there, pretty much 2 o'clock, you're starting to drink. Now, at some point around like 5 o'clock, I'm like, I need to eat again or this is going to go really bad. And so there's no more food, and there's really no more food anywhere around. So then my lady has the idea of, why don't we just order something? And we didn't even think that someone would order something up there, but we find out that they actually would, which now I feel worse because I'm like, well, we're going to only order something for ourselves. And she's like, yes, there's 160 people here. Like, if they want something, they got to figure it out, too. So I'm like, OK, so maybe this was our karma for trying to just order food for those of us who were at the table. So we place the order. It takes a while to do it, but we finally figure it out. And we watch the order. It's starting to do that delay thing. It's getting delayed. First, it gets delayed 10 minutes. Then it gets delayed 20 minutes. Then it gets delayed 30 minutes. So then the driver says, we see like he just completely stopped. Right? We're tracking him. And now the car is just not moving. So she's like, what should I do? I'm like, just give him a minute. He's probably stuck in traffic. It was a lot of traffic to get here. He'll figure it out. And she's like, no, he's been stopped way too long for this to be traffic. So she texts him. She communicates with him, which I never do, right? I just wait for the food. But she always does that. She's diligent about that. So she texts him. And she says, you know, just checking in. Is everything okay? And then the guy writes, be there soon. Sorry. Just got pulled over by a cop.
Oh, okay.
No. Right? So she writes, oh, my God. Stay safe. Hope it works out. And he writes back, well, apparently he's saying that I turned into his lane. So then she writes back, are you okay? 4 minutes goes by.
Is she more concerned about him or the food at this point?
I couldn't tell.
Okay. Well, two things can be true at the same time.
Okay.
I couldn't. Well, I think the next message said what she was worried about, which was different than me. Because after the 4 minutes when she asked, are you okay? And she didn't get an answer. She then wrote back, well, this is way more important than my pizza, than our pizza. So I hope you're okay. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, right. You didn't sign off on that.
I did not. Like, we've been hungry for quite some time. So what's going on?
Can you ask your driver to put the pizza into the cop car? And as he's taking you, hopefully it's on the way. Yeah. And then the cop can drop the pizza off as he's taking him to jail.
That would be nice. Serve the community, right? And so we continue to wait. Another 4 minutes goes by, and then he does not write anything. And then finally he says, not exactly sure what's going on. Apparently, I have a warrant.
Oh, God.
And I think I'm going to jail.
Yeah. How is he able to communicate this via text while he's being interrogated by the cop?
I'm assuming it's when the cop goes back to the car process and figure everything out. You can shoot a couple texts off, but... Yeah, that was the last text we got.
Yeah.
Dude went to jail.
Did not hear from him after that. It just said the order was canceled. I'm sorry, you're going to have to reorder the food. So either he wanted the food really badly or my man went to prison.
How many stars you give him on that? I mean, at least tried.
I mean,
he was going to be on time.
It wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't plan on getting arrested.
Well, it wasn't his fault, but he also is the one that had a warrant out for his arrest. I'm assuming that was his fault.
Well, probably not a good reason.
Yeah, some warrants are worse than that.
She gave him a good last meal before he got locked up.
I think that's fair.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.